I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Hey, Josh, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what?
Can you tell Jake to hit record?
No, fuck you. Do it yourself.
All right. Listen, I'm feeling a lot of animosity coming from you, Josh.
You know,
and
I'm trying to do my part in the world. I've been in a little dinky-ass hotel room all fucking day.
You know,
no, I don't want to hear your bullshit right now, Jordan.
You know who doesn't appreciate your hostility?
Robbie? Hey, there's a droid.
Oh shit, where?
No, other side.
Oh
other
god,
side.
Oh god,
no.
No, look down, it's below you. No, not that far down, no, up. Shit! Jordan's gonna get seasick. Hey, what is that?
What is what? So much for little rocket boosters.
It would have burnt his dick.
R2 doesn't have a dick.
Well, he has that third leg. He does have that third leg. Don't even fight me on this one.
Huh.
Hey, guys. Happy May the 4th.
Hey, I watched the last episode of Clone Wars Season 7 today.
Ooh, I did too. What'd you think?
And I'm going to watch it again tomorrow.
Oh, it was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
oh, shit, really?
It was really good. Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm through episode 3 or 4. I can't remember.
Yeah, then I watched Rise of Skywalker today as well.
Episode 3 or 4 of the latest season?
Yeah.
Oh, so you finished all of the other episodes leading up to it then?
No, he didn't.
Why are you asking so many follow-up questions?
I really wanted Hux to refer to himself as Fulcrum.
What does that mean?
Have you not seen Rebels yet?
Not all of it, no.
No, because he clearly hasn't watched the rest of Clone Wars in order to watch Rebels.
I'm watching it in the order that George Lucas intended. Which is completely out of order.
I mean,
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you got a fucking point there.
Like, when have we ever been supposed to have been like watching Star Wars in order?
So, what? I wonder what Star Wars film Taika Waititi's making.
Oh my gosh! How awesome was that news today?
Yeah, it's that's some good news.
Because like. Let's just get it out in the open. So today they announced that Taika Waititi is directing a Star Wars movie, which he also directed the season finale of Mandalorian, which was fantastic.
Yeah. And
I would give that a chef's kiss.
That was, yeah. I need to rewatch that.
I want to rewatch that entire series. Is that what you bet?
I started watching it with Chelsea because she got really obsessed about Baby Yoda. I'm like, well, let's watch Baby Yoda. And I made her watch the first 2 episodes, and she liked it, but we just haven't had time. I say we haven't had time as if there hasn't been a quarantine for the last, but, and she hasn't put in 100 hours of Animal Crossing in the last week.
150.
But she works at a very busy grocery store chain.
Oh,
so we,
terrifying.
even during the pandemic, we haven't had time to watch it.
Well, I don't know why you're complaining. She had jets.
What?
The jets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that was supposed to make everything better.
Yeah, for all the essential workers. You know what's really funny? Not to go on a slight political rant, but like all these cities that have been doing all these Blue Angels and jets flyovers are going, hey, this is for our essential workers. This one's for you. And then
burning up millions of dollars of taxpayer money just to fucking Yeah. Just say I've done a good job and fucking lost more people than the fucking Vietnam War.
Hold on, Josh. Jordan's going somewhere with it. And I know where he's going. Hold on.
Yeah. So, like, and the funny thing is like, whenever somebody's outspoken about it, they'd be like the counter argument from the people who are pro this are going, oh, well, they were already paid. They get paid to do X amount of hours of flyovers. So they were doing it anyway. To which my reaction is, that's even worse. That's even an emptier gesture because all you did was slap a fucking sticker on it and said, this is for you, when you were going to fucking do it anyway. What the shit is that?
Well, hold up. They don't get paid any extra to do their fucking job. They're in the military.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, is they were doing it anyway.
Yeah, it was a hollow,
they weren't
empty
getting paid. No, the argument was that they already got paid, and they were doing it anyway. So they get paid to fly for X amount of hours. And the hours that they used to fly over the city was part of those allotted hours. They weren't extra. So all they did was just slap a fucking sticker on it and said, hey, this is for you. It's like, no, it wasn't, because you were going to fucking do it anyway.
And you know, how fucking North Korea is this shit? Having a goddamn military parade while people are fucking dying?
Oh. Wow, you went there, and yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, I'm glad he went there.
My favorite comment, because me and Jordan shared some rants about this last week. My favorite comment came from Jordan, which was, wow, thanks for flying a jet for me.
Yeah, thanks for those jets.
Yeah.
How about some PPE?
No. We're confiscating that from states and putting it in the national stockpile.
Okay, I see the road we're going down here, and I don't know if I should let us or ease back out of it and get a little more personal, but...
Okay, I'm just fucking ranty.
Can I just say, I really like jets, just the idea of jets, but like...
They're okay.
No, jets are really cool.
Helicopters are really cool.
No, helicopters are stupid as shit. Jets are...
You know what? Fucking bite your tongue, motherfucker.
But, like, liking jets, it just reminds me of that scene from The Simpsons with, I think it was Mark McGuire. No, not Mark McGuire. I don't remember. Jordan will tell me. But when the baseball player is like, do you want to know the dirty truth about baseball? Or do you want to see me hit some dingers? That's how it is with me and jets. Like, do you want to know, like, the trillions of dollars we've spent on jets for, like, wartime efforts and just packing the wallets full for Lockheed and all these? Or do you want to see me hit some dingers? And I'm the guy going, dingers, dingers, dingers. So, I enjoyed the jets as jets. The message was total just shitbag message. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
Yeah, this is just so fucking... The president can blow himself and tell himself he's doing a good job.
Well,
doing a great job of killing Americans.
To quote the John Oliver episode I just watched right before this. You know who deserves a good job? Congratulations for doing a good job? The coronavirus. Man, is it killing it.
Too soon.
I'm just saying, if freaking Kushner's standing up there saying, oh yeah, we got this in the bag.
Wait, I don't even understand why he's even in the White House. This is like straight up mafia bullshit. This is fucking insane.
Yep. But that's America, so.
Well, it is now, I guess.
Yeah. Stupid America with their stupid helicopters. I'm trying to keep it light here, but it's really, really friggin' hard. Before we get into this, I say 9 minutes into the episode, today is Star Wars Day. We're going to do a top four later on in the episode of our top four favorite Star Wars vehicles that are not the Millennium Falcon.
Before we jump into that, did any of you guys see the cool merchandise that was released today for May the 4th on Disney on the Disney website?
No.
No, but before we get into that, can I tell you the stupid thing I did?
Sure.
Because that's
just for future reference, the answer to that question is always going to be yes.
So I just want to leave the Star Wars stuff, so because that's going to go right into our topic. But so
when did you become organized?
I'm sober.
Oh.
I woke up about 1:30 this morning to take a piss, and tripped over my shorts on the floor. And I was near the window of the hotel room. And so I put my hand down to catch the windowsill as I was going down. I was nowhere even close to it. And so I caught the AC unit with my fucking rib cage.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Ooh.
Oh my God. That's not a bruise.
Is that?
That's where it took the skin off my fucking ribs. I just wanted to take my shirt off, really. But seriously, it fucking hurts. Like until I went to work, you know, I'm just hanging out in the hotel room with no shirt on. When I put my shirt on, oh my God, it like started back on fire.
It's like all those exposed nerve endings just being touched.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Wow, that was a hell of a fall. But I'm happy to say not at all as bad as I imagined it was going to be when you started telling the story. When you said you put your hand out for the windowsill, I thought the window was going to be open and you like fell out of the third story or something.
Oh, dude, that would be fucking epic.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm on the fourth floor and I fell out the third story, that'd be... Whose room was I in?
Look, all I'm saying is I took a swinging wild-ass guess which floor you're even on.
No, you're close.
Thanks.
You know, fell out the fucking four-story window, right onto a fucking the little awning thing. Nice soft landing, just kind of like slid down and snuck my way back into my room. Yeah,
that's
pretty awesome.
Oh, it works in cartoons,
right? Fucking bounced off the awning into the dumpster. Fell on some fucking needles and broken glass.
That got oddly specific. Hey, real quick, one more before we get into things. I do want to make an announcement that, Jordan, I have found your unboxing videos delightful.
Have you? Because yes. I feel like when I'm making them, I feel like it's being forced.
I thoroughly enjoy them.
Oh, thank you.
So, for everyone who hasn't seen Jordan's unboxing videos yet, go check him out on jordangastly.youtube.com or whatever. I don't know how the internet works. Also, this is when I get all like weird because I'm about to promote my own thing. I'm like, oh. I started making cover songs. You can find them.
The Jake Box.
The Jake Box.
Mickey Mutineers at the Mutineers Disaster Studio. youtube.com/Mutineer Disaster Studio.
Thanks, Jordan. I have one out so far. I did Margaritaville. I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was, if you like a good punk cover or a shitty punk cover, if you like a punk cover, go check it out. There's more to come. I'm working on, right now, Rock This Town.
That's a good one.
That's a good song. So
that's a great song.
And in a future song, I'm going to collaborate with other members of the Mutiny Disaster Studios.
Robbie has a voice of an angel.
Oh, should we acknowledge his lack of existence tonight?
Oh yeah, we should. He got a real job.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's working in Amazon warehouse.
Wow, I've never even been to Brazil.
Yeah, apparently it's all in a warehouse in where the hell is it? Marietta?
There's a Marietta, Amazon?
It's somewhere down there.
Are we still talking about Brazil?
Yeah.
Hey. Random fun fact on this topic that I just learned last week. But, and I'm a huge fan of random fun facts. Do you know how many bridges there are across the Amazon River?
How many?
Zero.
I feel like I knew that.
There's not a single bridge across the biggest river in the world, which is probably why.
I feel like I knew that. Because isn't it at the widest part from side to side? Isn't it like 3 miles or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I think on a normal day.
It's not like they can't build bridges that long, because I've driven across a 7 mile bridge.
Well, I mean, you could drive across. Well, there's the bridge in over Lake Ponchatoula in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's the one the freeway's on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been across that one.
I'm guessing that like most of the Amazon River is just out where they don't really require bridges.
Yeah, and that's why. It's because it's uninhabited.
I think there's also a lot of piranha, I think, in that river.
There's at least three.
Well, I mean, you're right.
well done, me.
No, but yes.
I don't even know if it's a funny story. But it's a story, so I'll tell it to you.
Okay.
Not that I was not unless we're still bagging on piranha. Do you want to
make fun? Is your story about piranhas?
No.
Okay, then go ahead.
Okay. So,
what if it was?
But it isn't.
Tell no.
But it isn't. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Jordan,
I want to hear your piranha story.
I feel like the moment has passed. So I bought Chelsea a set of AirPods for her birthday.
Yeah.
And she used them twice the day I got them for. Not very long. And then, like, on Monday, I started working from home again. So I started to use them because I was doing a lot of FaceTime calls. So I was like, all right, I'll try these out. And slowly over the course of the day, I'm like, man, these are actually really cool. But I don't want to spend $250. And I also don't want to bogart my wife's birthday present that I bought for her, for me. And then my friend Josh, at Joshorama on the Twitter, said, hey, you should check out these fake AirPods or these knockoff AirPods that I bought for whatever reason. I think he bought them for his wife. It's like, I bought these knockoff AirPods for $30 off of Amazon, and they work just as good as my name brand AirPods. It's like, okay, $30, I'll holler at that. So I got them, and I put them in, and they sounded amazing. Like, I'm like, man, for knockoff, this sounds really good. But you have to, Josh, you have AirPods, so how they both pair with your devices really easily.
Right.
Right? And when you take one out, it recognizes that you take one out and keeps the other one going. Every time I would move one or take one of these out, it would hang up on the FaceTime.
I have mine, so if I take one out, well, if it's just us talking and I take one out, it keeps going. But music, if I take one out, the music stops.
Yeah, so that's how I have mine set up too.
Okay.
But for these, the fake AirPods, if you even like, if you took it out, it just hung up on the entire call. And that got annoying as shit, because what would happen is I would have them both in, and then I would move, and then it would shift in my ear, thinking that I was taking it out. And then it would hang up on the call. So I, like, within 5 minutes, I hung up on a friend like 4 or 5 times. Like, this is annoying. And then it would, like, whenever I was playing music, they sounded good, but they would have a hard time staying connected to my phone. And I said, screw this. Like, I didn't even have them for an entire afternoon when I said, screw this, I'm sending them back. And then I went out and I bought a second pair of AirPods. So I now have my own pair of AirPods.
Yeah, I want to get the AirPod Pros.
That's what these are.
Okay, so they got the rubberized thing. Yeah, see, that's I really like my AirPods, but they, like, when I'm working out, they get all slippery and shit in my ear. So,
yeah, I didn't like those. I didn't like them at first, but the more I used them, the more I'm like, no, this is actually pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend them.
Hold on a second. Josh, they shit what? In your ear?
Shift. Slip. No. I said slip. Or did I say shift? Shift.
I heard shit.
I must have said shift. Well, but yeah, they, yeah, I mean, they stay in, they just start moving around a lot and kind of gets uncomfortable when you're sweaty.
Well, that's so. Just life in general.
Uncomfortable?
When you're sweaty.
Or just uncomfortable.
And sweaty. That's, wait. Yes, the old life, it's uncomfortable and sweaty. All right, before we get into the Star Wars merchandise, I do have one quick confession.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, I'm pretty sure it's me. I think I'm the one keeping Arby's in business.
Oh, I had Arby's yesterday.
It's me and you!
Man.
Like, so no one else goes to Arby's. I love Arby's.
No, it was Saturday. I went Saturday.
On my my normal drive to work when I'm in Atlanta, I drive by their headquarters every day.
See if you can stop by and ask them for some of that glorious brown sugar bacon.
No, if I stop by there, I'm going to say, why the fuck does Buffalo Wild Wings suck so bad?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, are they the same company?
They own Buffalo Wild Wings and Sonic and a couple other brands.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind Buffalo Wild Wings.
Google Inspire Foods.
Inspire.
Yeah, they own a few different chains.
There's a Sonic by your house.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there is. It's by Walmart, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait a minute.
What?
Do they own Wendy's too?
No.
They own a share of Wendy's.
Yes.
Well, that's weird. Yeah, Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, Jimmy John's, and Rusty Taco. I don't even know what a Rusty Taco is.
Yeah, it's there's a chain.
Oh, that's whenever you.
No, that's a rusty trombone.
I don't think that's where he was going.
It's that, but with a woman.
That's exactly where I thought he was going. Okay, so like of the list, I like Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings is all right. Sonic, Sonic has that pebble ice. Oh, the glorious pebble ice.
Yeah,
Jimmy John's.
I want a little pebble ice machine that goes on my countertop.
Those things are so expensive.
Yeah, I know, but I want one. I'm not buying one. I want one.
Let me just
refuse to eat Jimmy John's.
Me too. But what's your reason?
Because he goes and kills animals for no reason, like endangered species. Yeah, no, like the dude, like the guy who owns Jimmy John's, motherfucker goes out and just big game hunts. Like endangered elephants and tigers and shit.
Through this man.
Yeah.
Well, then
the only time I'll ever eat Jimmy John's is if there's literally no other choice, and that has only ever happened to me once.
I have not heard this.
Yeah, if you Google Jimmy John's owner and hunting, it's just nothing but photos of him big game hunting.
Well, he sold it to Inspire Brands, so he doesn't own it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, their sandwiches still suck.
Oh, he looks like a complete douchebag, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking tool bag.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many big animals.
Yeah.
No, I don't like this at all. Oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Oh. A giraffe? Why? Why would you... Why?
They're dangerous, man. They're fucking... Ooh, I learned something about giraffes the other day.
Okay, this and then Star Wars.
It's already
9:30. All right, let's just go into Star Wars.
No, I want to hear what you learned about giraffes.
No, I'll save it for our top four useless information.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Make a note.
You're gonna forget. All right, so Jordan, the Star Wars merch.
So the Disney website or Shop Disney released a whole bunch of Star Wars merchandise for May the 4th today. And if you've been following along on Twitter, apparently people have been having the shittiest damn time trying to get this stuff because the website either keeps crashing because of high traffic, or it keeps saying that there's stuff in stock, and when you go to check out, it says it's out of stock, but when you go back, it says it's in stock. And then sometimes people are logged in and then keep getting booted out. Anyway, like, the whole Shop Disney website has been a fucking shit show today. But apparently there was a handful of May the 4th items. And there was a... So I've been buying those Black Series 40th Anniversary Empire Strikes Back figures. Uh-huh. And there was the Disney Store brand of figures, the Elite figures, the all die-cast metal. They just released a probe droid, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It looks really cool.
Yeah, but the thing that I really like are the three Starbucks mugs. So they're the Starbucks, like, You Were Here mugs. And they have one for Hoth, Bespin, and Dagobah. So I didn't realize that these were getting released today. Like, I read about it months ago, but I didn't know it was for May the 4th. And I was wondering why everyone was bitching about the Shop Disney app not working today. Or the Shop Disney website not working today. And then probably about like 3 or 4 hours ago, somebody said something about the mugs and it jogged my memory. I'm like, oh shit, was that today? And then I was like, of course it's today. It's May the 4th. So I went to go and buy one. I initially wanted the Hoth mug, but then I saw that there was a Dagobah mug, and I'm like, well, shit, that's the one I'm going to get. And it took me a good hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, because it would say that it was in stock. I would put it in my cart. I would go to checkout. Then it would say it wasn't available. And then I would back out. It would say it was still in stock. And then at one point it said it was out of stock. And then I refreshed the page. It said it was in stock. Then I got it in my cart. And then I got out. Then I got to the checkout page, and then it said, nope, sorry, out of stock. And then it said it was in stock again. And then finally, about an hour later, it said it was back ordered. And I was like, screw it, I'm going to buy it anyway. So I put it in my cart, and I paid for it. So I paid for a back ordered mug. So I have no idea when this mug is going to come out. It was going to get here.
Hmm. Wow.
It could be like 2 months from now. But apparently these mugs on eBay are already listed at like hundreds of dollars. For zero reason other than the website was fucked up today.
Wow. That, jeez. I hope you cherish that mug forever, because you just put a lot of, you burned a lot of calories for that mug.
I did, so.
Wait, which one did you say you got, the Dagobah?
I got the Dagobah one.
I'm just happy that I feel like Bespin gets swept under the rug a lot, so I'm just happy it's included.
Yeah, the Bespin one's pretty cool too. I really like the Hoth one. I've only ever seen the Hoth one prior to this. And then when I saw the Dagobah one, I was like, well, that's the one I'm getting.
I would feel uncomfortable drinking a hot drink out of the Hoth mug. It's an ice planet.
Yeah.
Of course, you probably wouldn't be drinking out of these mugs, I'm guessing.
Oh no, I'm gonna use that one.
Well, for sure. I use all my Starbucks, You Are Here mugs, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, we got one from Hollywood Studios a couple years ago.
Yeah, I've got two different Epcot ones, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, San Francisco. Yeah,
I don't remember that theme park.
And then I've got California Adventure as well. I found that at Character Premiere. So,
wait, what's Character? Oh, is that the warehouse?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Character Premiere's awesome.
Well, guys, should we get into our top four? Because I'm very excited about it, even though it was a last minute decision. It was fun.
Let's do this.
All right. We might not have a 2-hour episode this week. Let's see how this goes.
I liked our longer episode last week. I thought it was fun.
It was a really good episode. Like, guys, I don't want to toot our own horn, but I'm going to toot everybody's horn right now. I've really enjoyed these top fours. Like, not just the top four segment, just the entire episodes that we've been doing. I feel like we're on a streak right now. Not that we were in a slump, but... Well, this will probably be our best episode ever. Because Robbie's not here.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding. He's not going to listen to this.
Yeah, he does.
Oh. Is he the one?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. Top four Star Wars vehicles that are not the Millennium Falcon. Which... That's fair. Who wants to go first?
Oh, I don't care.
All right, Josh.
Number four. I'm gonna go with the scary ass AT-ST off of Mandalorian.
Like, okay.
Specifically that one,
because it's blacked out. It's got the red windows. Yeah, it's pretty fucking frightening. And that's how they should have been looking in all the movies. Just scary.
Yeah. Well. The nickname Chicken Walker doesn't really strike fear. I never feared an AT-ST until that episode. And damn it, Josh, if you're not right.
Yeah.
Because, holy hell, that was scary as shit.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, I remember watching Seven Samurai, and I was just remember thinking, you know what this movie needs? A scary-ass AT-ST.
Right?
And it happened again when I watched Bug's Life.
Huh. I need to get that. They made a toy of that for the vintage collection line.
Did they really?
Yeah, but it was expensive. It was like $80. It was expensive for no reason. And I actually have an AT-ST. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's in this box right there.
Oh yeah.
And I never opened it. And I thought about opening it, and then I went to a toy show in February, and somebody had one open and it didn't stand up well, so I'm like, nah, it's gonna stay in the box. But it's the same one, it's just repainted, which is fine. I don't mind that, but not for $80.
Right. I'm gonna look this toy up right now.
You need to put in the little red LEDs inside of it and light it up.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, it is a pretty cool toy.
Yeah.
But you're right, it is just repainted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so is the one in the TV show.
He's not wrong.
No, that is a correct statement.
So, really, we're complaining about it being completely authentic. Huh. All right. Good choice, Josh. Jordan, what's your number four?
All right, so my four choices are both related in groups of two. Like, so two vehicles are related together and another two vehicles are related together. So my first one is going to be Anakin Skywalker's Jedi Starfighter from episode 3. Which is really cool because I don't know if anyone else noticed it. But if you look at it straight ahead in the cockpit, The window, the windshield of the Jedi Starfighter, is what the TIE Fighter looks like.
Yeah.
And if you specifically remember, or if you remember specifically in episode 3, the wings on the Jedi Starfighter fold out and curve around. So when you look at it head on, it looks like a proto TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
But with the curved wings, it looks like a proto Vader's TIE Fighter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh!
But what's really interesting about Anakin's is that it's colored different than the other ones. His is yellow, which is a callback to his pod race in episode 1.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, how? I believe you. I just don't. What's the callback?
Well, like, wasn't his like helmet and his pod yellow?
Oh, right. Yeah. I think his helmet was. I'm gonna look. I think something, his pod racer was blue.
Something was yellow.
Yeah. No, his helmet was gray and red.
Yeah, his helmet was gray and red. I'm looking it up too.
Wait, there was something yellow.
Oh, the engines were yellow.
Yeah, they're right when you said that, I saw the Lego set of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what you saw too?
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw.
So yeah, there you go. Okay, so yeah. Your point stands.
So yeah, so I'm going with the Jedi Starfighter only because they're all like prototype TIE fighters. So
and I like that along those lines you can kind of see the evolution of like they were hefty fighters. And I feel like the Empire would have taken those once, you know, the Empire came to be. And it was like, we could mass produce these on the cheap.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, let me check the Nintendo eShop, because I think the Pod Racing game came out on the Switch.
Oh, really? Oh,
nice. Like, yeah.
The Nintendo 64 one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that one's fun.
I'm looking. So.
All right.
But no, that's my number four, so.
Wait, what was it paired with?
Well, my next one.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I thought you might, like, yeah, two. Okay, gotcha. So my number four is, so when I was making my list, I tried to spread these out over pretty much the entire saga, which is really hard to do with only four options. But I attempted it anyway. So, my number four is the Naboo Starfighter. I really like the Naboo Starfighters. They're just like when Episode 1 came out, they were just like sleek, they were shiny, they were smooth, just like this isn't anything we had seen in Star Wars before. So it just kind of shows you how far the galaxy had fallen into the dirty Star Wars, dirty, grimy that we knew.
Well, that was kind of the same thing with the Queen's transport ship.
Yeah, exactly.
And the ship that Elon Musk is making to send us to Mars.
Ooh, does it look like a Naboo Starfighter?
It's like the model is like stainless steel and awesome looking.
And can I just point out that those Naboo Starfighters are highly maneuverable? I was impressed. So yeah, that's my number four. I don't have much to say about it. I just really liked them.
They make a lot more sense because I just finished, I don't want to say they make a lot more sense, they already made sense, but I just finished the Darth Plagueis book, which is essentially the Palpatine. It should have just been called Palpatine. I have no idea why they called it Darth Plagueis. Plagueis is technically the A story, but the interesting story is the B story, which is Palpatine's rise to power.
Mm-hmm.
And just how he comes from all of these like elite Naboo families. Or family, and I was like, oh shit, like, Naboo's got some money to spend.
Yeah. Naboo, much like Bespin, kind of gets swept under the rug, but it's a good planet. It's got good things there.
I also think it's funny that the Grand Galactic Emperor is from a planet called Naboo.
Yeah. He shared a planet with Gungans.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Josh, you're number three.
The fucking speeder Han Solo stole on the first of Solo.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
That's a deep cut. I like that.
Yeah, that speeder's cool. It's like it's like a freaking 60s Ford, you know?
Yeah.
Like mid-60s Ford.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Space Mustang.
Yeah, I get that. I felt like, let's see, what the hell is the name of that movie? That Ron Howard. Point. No,
American Graffiti.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Same director.
Just wanted to find
that out.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, it is. Know nothing about that car except that Han stole it.
And Harrison Ford was in American Graffiti.
And Han got a car up on two wheels as well.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's weird. He doesn't have wheels, but he got it.
Right. It didn't end well for him. He got it stuck. I love that movie like started off with a car chase.
Wait a minute.
It's a good damn movie.
It did not have the same director. Ron Howard was in American Graffiti. He didn't direct American Graffiti. George Lucas directed American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was way wrong, but almost right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about that? Oof. I bet someone just yelled at us while they were listening to this.
And I bet that man's name is Steve.
Sorry, Steve. Man, I'm embarrassed. Like, we should have caught that a lot sooner.
I wasn't even paying attention to you guys.
I know it was only like 30 seconds, but...
Whew. We were in the moment.
Because, like, in my mind, I was like... what I was thinking, I was like, okay, Ron Howard was in Happy Days, which is kind of like American Graffiti, except for he directed American... No, I was wrong. I was wrong all around. I mean, he was in Happy Days and American Graffiti. Anyway, we should move on. Yeah. Jordan, you're number three.
My number three is Vader's TIE Fighter.
Oh!
Yeah. So this one gets my vote for a couple of reasons. One, because it's Vader's fucking TIE Fighter. And it when you see it for the first time, it stands apart from the other TIE Fighters, because the other TIE Fighters have the straight wing panels. And Vader's have that, they're not curved, but they're angled. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh man, this one's badass. And then whenever in the 90s, whenever they were doing the Power of the Force toy line, that was one of the first vehicles I got, and the toy was one of my favorites. So I'm going with Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
It's a good one.
Did the toy of his have the little button you push and the panels popped off like that?
Not the Vader's TIE. It had some missiles that you could launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like some guns that you could push out. They were kind of like on a sliding peg or toggle switch.
Speaking of the missiles you can shoot out, I'm really disappointed that Seamus' sound waves doesn't shoot the missiles.
The original one didn't.
No, I swear the original one did.
No.
Are you going to question Jordan?
Yeah, I am, because I had the original one there. One of my Transformers shot missiles, it was probably fucking Ironhide.
Not a lot of the first couple waves didn't shoot their missiles. I don't think it was until probably like 86 where I think they started to do some spring-loaded stuff.
Hmm.
That was off the top of your head, and I am impressed.
Well, I'm thinking because all of the first couple waves of Transformers all came with just solid plastic guns. Unless you were unless you were some of the, like the bigger ones, like the Metroplex. Yeah, I don't even think Metroplex had a missile. Maybe Fortress Maximus did.
I feel like Fortress Maximus.
No.
Nope.
Well, shit. Then if that's the case, then it wasn't until like the late 80s. Then what early 90s.
No, because I
Scorponok didn't have one.
I swear, Ratchet and Ironhide had a little freaking missile thing on their back that they could shoot.
They had. Well, remember the figures were a lot different than the characters in the show.
Oh yeah,
so
a whole lot different.
Yeah, they just had that excess. Yeah.
Josh, I'm looking. Ironhide was the red one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to a quick Google search, no, there's nothing spring-loaded shooting out of that. It does have the thing that pops up, but nothing's coming out of it.
Hmm. All right.
So, I'm glad we destroyed your childhood.
Yeah.
Right.
What's your number three, Jake?
Oh, back to me?
Yeah.
My number three. My number four was the Naboo Starfighter. That, in my mind, that covered the prequel trilogy. My number three comes from the sequel trilogy. And that is the planet-killing Star Destroyers from Rise of Skywalker.
Shit, I didn't even think of that.
When those were revealed in that movie, my mind...
It's like, every Star Destroyer has a fucking Death Star attached to it. Can you imagine, like, you know, obviously we're suspending our disbelief on that. But could you imagine the fucking kickback that a planet destroying cannon would give of a star to like, it's one thing if it's a giant Death Star that's the size of a fucking moon, right?
So when the helicopters I worked on in the Coast Guard, when they started arming those, and I was out of the Coast Guard, but my friends were still in.
With Death Stars?
Yeah, they started arming with Death Stars. No, the fucking, like the door gun, the 30 caliber machine gun in the door, would kind of push the helicopter slightly sideways.
I mean, that makes sense. That's simple physics.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I'm just agreeing that that Death Star cannon would push that fucking Star Destroyer backwards.
But a common theme that we've already touched on this list is, like, I like how it showed just the natural progression of their super weapons. Yeah. Like, we went from a Death Star to a bigger Death Star to a planet. A death planet? And then, you know what, let's just make a bunch of these guns and put them on our Star Destroyers and just send them out through the galaxy. And right? Holy shit, had that been successful, like, oh man. And piloted by the sweet Sith troopers. Those guys were cool.
Oh yeah.
The red ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The book I'm reading, so I started reading the Galaxy's Edge Black Spire book.
Uh-huh.
Written by Delilah S. Dawson, who, by the way, is apparently a friend of a friend.
Really?
Yeah. She's friends with my buddy Jeremy, and
like
they're...
Jeremy?
No, not Magic Geekdom Jeremy.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's a character in the book named Jordan, which is apparently based off of my friend Jeremy. So my friend Jeremy is technically a canon Star Wars character.
How does he sleep at night?
I don't know. Like, it's... And this friend in question, if you go back on my vlog, his Transformers collection was showcased in my vlog a couple of years ago called The Coolest Transformers Collection I've Ever Seen. It's him. That's him. So...
Nice.
Yeah, so the book itself is straight up like, hey, come to Galaxy's Edge. But I am so into it. Like, I love it. Like, the fact that I've actually been there and I'm reading a book about the place that I've been is just making me love it even more. So I'm like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's just an advertisement for the Disney parks. I'm like, fuck yeah, that's what I want.
Like, yeah, like, if it wasn't, I would be angry.
Yeah, like, fuck no, I'm fucking totally on this. I'm on this horse till the end of the line, man. Let's go.
Does it tie up pretty well with the land?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, Oga is a character. Savi is a character. And yeah. Yeah.
Do I need this book?
Sure.
I didn't realize, like, the actual characters in the land are going to be in the book.
Yeah. And the spy, Vi Marati, is the main character in the book.
Hmm.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is Hondo in it?
He was mentioned.
Nice.
I haven't gotten to. I'm sure he's going to be in it at some point, but I haven't gotten to him.
Seriously, one of my favorite characters.
If he's your number one, I'm kicking you off the podcast. He's not a vehicle. anyway, yeah, number three, Planet Killing Star Destroyer. I don't know what they're actually called. Josh, number two.
Oh shit. Fucking Mandalorian's ship.
So like the
Razor Crest.
Yeah, Razor Crest. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, that thing's badass.
Yeah, I almost put that on my list, but I'm like, no, I think someone else is gonna put that on their list.
I had the same thought. So good choice. It is a kick-ass ship. You know what? Slave 1, nothing. I'm all about that Razor Crest.
Can I just say
Slave 1's cool and all, but yeah. Can you say what? Sorry, Jordan.
No, you're fine. I interrupted you and I didn't mean to. In a weird twist of events. I would just love to, I think I even said this on an episode of Mickey Mutineers one night, was like before The Mandalorian even came out on Disney Plus, like the Mandalorian character did more in a 2-minute trailer than Boba Fett did in 3 damn movies.
4. No, 3. Well, what are we counting?
The original trilogy.
Okay, because he was in...
Yeah, he was in, okay, 4 movies. Whatever.
Just, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Like, I feel like people like the idea of Boba Fett more than they actually like Boba Fett, because he really does nothing. And he has one of the worst deaths in the saga.
Then, well, then my thing with Boba Fett is like, oh, well, you need to read the books. I'm like, no, I don't fucking have to. Like, why?
Wait, he's in the books?
Well, there's a whole Tales of the Bounty Hunter book, and it's a really cool book. But
yeah,
if my memory serves correctly, because I read that book, but I was in like 6th grade when I read it. I feel like Boba Fett's story was my least favorite out of the book, because it's the tales of each of the bounty hunters that's on the Star Destroyer in Empire Strikes Back. IG-88's story was the coolest. Dengar's was cool. Bosk's was really cool. I really like Bosk.
Yeah, but, he's my favorite of the other bounty hunters. I hope that that Bosk gets a Black Series figure, and I think he will, because the figure already exists. They just have to put it in new packaging. Like, I've been buying those 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back Black Series figures, and I have all of Wave 1 and the probe droid, and then there's a Wave 2, and then there's a whole bunch that was just announced that I pre-ordered, and I'm going broke. That's why I sold a whole bunch of stuff online yesterday. I'm like, I don't mind buying this stuff, but I have to make room. So if I can break even by selling stuff to pre-order the stuff, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like that mindset. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bosk, I was really happy that Trandoshans appeared in The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Bosk appears in Rebels.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not there yet. Yeah, I love Bosk. I feel like The Mandalorian took like the idea of those bounty hunters from the deck of the Star Destroyer and implemented them into the show, because we got like IG-11, we got those Trandoshans, we got The Mandalorian. Wasn't really any equal for Dengar or Forlom and Zuckuss. Anyway, I'm thinking out loud. Where were we? Oh yeah, Josh liked the Razor Crest.
yeah, Razor Crest.
Another thing I like about the Razor Crest, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong multiple times this episode already, but was this the first time we were introduced to toilets in the Star Wars universe?
The refresher?
So. Yeah.
I think you might be, unless it was mentioned in a book somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, this, the facilities on the Razor Crest just confirm that Star Wars characters actually do go to the bathroom. So, and it is a very durable ship. It got ripped apart by Jawas and rebuilt, and it was fine.
Yeah, that would be that'd be tough to, you know. I mean, I've had helicopters pretty far apart, and it takes a minute to put it back together.
This is yeah. And you didn't even have Jawas helping you, Jordan. You're number 2.
Well, that's what I'm gonna call my mechanics from now on.
My number 2 is the Snowspeeder from Empire Strikes Back.
Man, ooh. See, I considered that for my number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I. So the Darth Vader TIE Fighter was the first dark side vehicle I got. The Snowspeeder was the first light side vehicle I got. It was actually the first vehicle I had. And it had all the electronic components to it. So you're the 2 cannons, you'd press a button and it would light up and pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, I had it too.
Yeah, and yeah. It had the tow cable.
It was like this long.
Yeah. But like as a kid, like knowing that it was a speeder, anytime I was playing with my toys when I was a kid, I would always incorporate into whatever storyline that I was playing that modifications were made to this snowspeeder so it could go out into space and then go into hyperspace. So I had a space traveling snowspeeder. whenever I would play with my toys. No, I just have a lot of, and I remember the snowspeeder toy, the one in the 90s from the Power of the Force line, having a really cool paint job and how it just looked all dingy and dinged up and like it looked like it had seen some shit. And it's one of my favorite vehicle toys. So, yeah.
I lost the top of the cockpit on mine.
I did pretty good about keeping track of the pieces for mine. And then I sold it, and I regret selling it.
So, the one question I have with the snowspeeders are... are they actually called snowspeeders? Because
they were just called speeders. Because remember, the line is like they're having trouble adapting to the cold.
Exactly. It? That's exactly what I was getting towards.
I don't know. Let's find out. Hold on. I'll look it up. Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, like all the toys and everything calls them snowspeeders.
Wasn't that the intro to the freaking Rogue Squadron game on the fucking Nintendo?
No, it was Shadows of the Empire.
Okay.
Yeah, the opening level of that was flying your snowspeeder around, taking out the AT-ATs.
Yeah,
which was a fun ass level.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was great.
Like, man.
So it's technically called the T-47 Airspeeder.
Ah,
okay.
But they call it the Snowspeeder
because the only time we ever saw them
was on the snow.
Right. Yep. Wow. And they were, modded for the snow. Huh. Yeah, I had that thought right when you said that. I was like, wait.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
So, I'm going to do the old switcheroo on my number one and number two, because I have the feeling we're going to have crossover on what was my number two. So,
okay.
Switching it, my new number two, this covers the original trilogy, and I freaking love this vehicle. It's been my favorite for a long time. Underrated vehicle, the A-Wing.
Ooh, I like a good A-Wing.
Right?
I like it more than the B-Wing.
B-Wings are, they seem clunky.
Oh, after watching Rebels, I fell in love with the Y-Wings.
Y-Wings are really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But A-Wing has my heart. And I was always super excited that they included an A-Wing in Galaxy's Edge. Like, yeah. I'm going to be able to walk up and see an A-Wing right in front of me. Jordan saw one.
Yep, I took a picture.
Josh saw one.
I was right there close to it.
I want to see an A-Wing. Like, in all the video games that you could be an A-Wing, like Battlefront 2. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Jordan?
Do we know... Because I haven't seen it, and I feel like this would be a big missed opportunity if they didn't do this. But do we know if those ships in Galaxy's Edge, like, can the canopies open and have, like, in-character people? Like, can you sit in those things? Like, did they build it to where a cast member playing as, like, Poe or Finn or whoever open the canopy of those vehicles and sit in them?
I don't know. I'm looking up right now because, I mean... They should have.
I feel like that would be a big missed opportunity.
Cool. Yeah.
Huh. They got open because in Florida, the inside of the window would get all dingy and nasty. They got open so they can clean it at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. anyway, what I was the A-Wings and like all the video games where you could pick the A-Wing, it was always like the awesome, like, small, very maneuverable, fast ship.
Yeah. But
which it traded for pretty weak armor. But you could outrun a lot of things. It was really cool. I always loved the A-Wing. I feel like it was...
That's like real-life jets, though, too. The less-armored ones are the faster ones.
It's true. So, it works out nicely. Yeah, my number two, the A-Wing. All right, Josh. You're number one.
The Ghost.
This is why I switched.
This is a really good one. That's a good one.
This is my number one also.
Oh, really?
I fucking love the Ghost, man. That's just, it's just such a cool ship.
I like the fact that it has a secondary ship called the Phantom.
Yeah. That's one of the big selling points. So, like, as I'm watching Rebels with my kids, they really like to keep track of, like, who's flying the Phantom? Where's the Phantom? The Ghost is over here. Just like, I feel like in Rebels, again, I haven't finished Rebels, but the Ghost is a character in the show.
Yeah.
Like, it is absolutely a supporting character, and it's a sweet-ass ship.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I freaking seriously love that ship. And then the droid that comes with it, too.
Chopper?
Chopper.
Yeah, Chopper's good. And what I really like about the Ghost is it's made, I think, two appearances in the live-action films. It was in Rise of Skywalker and Rogue One.
Was it
in Rogue One? Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. It was in the Battle of Scarf. Yep.
Yep. And that just... Chopper was in Rogue One. So...
Yes, I knew that, actually.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Seamus got all excited when he saw Chopper in Rogue One.
Yeah. So, he was there. They were him and the Ghost, and man, it is cool. And its cockpit is in a much more sensible location.
Yeah.
The front?
The front center?
I mean, to be fair, with the Millennium Falcon's cockpit off to the side, there's been aircraft in history that have been like that.
Name one.
The fucking, oh God, there's a twin tailboom one that is basically two P-51 Mustangs put together.
Oh.
And so you flew from one side and the other side was just an empty fuselage.
All right, that's fair. Jordan, what were you going to say?
It's a cool airplane, too.
No, I was just going to say something that I, now reflecting on it, I think it's made up, so I'm not going to.
Was it regarding the Millennium Falcon and how it would push cargo?
No, it was more about the cockpit might be off to the side, but isn't it elevated a little bit higher so you'd still be able to see over those two nose cones?
Is
it not? I mean, looking straight on, I don't think it is, but if I'm picturing it correctly.
It's slightly elevated. You might be right. You know what? I think you are.
Yeah. P-82 Twin Mustang.
I don't know. Like, haven't you guys been inside the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
So here. Can you see that?
Yeah, I like it. And that's why the Ghost is mine and Josh's number one. So, all right, Jordan, you're rounding this list out.
Oh shit, you ready?
Wait, what was your number two?
Snowspeeder.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what your number one is.
Yeah, it's the AT-AT.
Yeah.
No, it's the AT-AT.
It's the AT-AT.
No, we've been over this.
It's
the AT-AT.
Yeah, yeah.
It's over... not called the ATST is not at.
Yeah, you know why? Because isn't a word. At is a fucking word.
No, it's not.
That is. Yes, it is. It's AT. That's at. That's the word at.
Not in this context.
That's the AT-AT.
No, we've looked this up on this show prior. Because I still call it the AT-AT.
That's just stupid fan bullshit.
George Lucas. George Lucas is just a stupid fan.
Yeah.
He's the one that said it's called an AT-AT. We looked it up on the show. Yeah. I still call it an AT-AT, but now every time I say it, I feel like I'm wrong. Jordan can have AT-AT.
Anyways.
The official pronunciation rhymes with the phrase hat-hat.
There you go.
An H-A-T?
Yes.
Like those goddamn GU-11s and the B-1RDs.
That's just gulls and birds. Anyway, tell us about the AT-ATs.
They're fucking big, and they're awesome, and they're menacing. And I had the toy of it.
And you had the toy?
Yeah.
Did it have a handle on its back so you can carry it around?
It didn't have the handle, but this is how I got one. It's crazy. So my first job when I moved up to Georgia in the late 90s was at a KB Toys. And I was working at a KB Toys or the KB Toy Store whenever episode one came out in the theaters. And then I got I was still working there whenever it came out on DVD and VHS. Whenever the DVD and the VHS came out of episode one, all of the KB toy stores all over the country got all of their back stock of the old figures at super discounted prices. So the AT-AT was like a $100 toy, but it was marked down to $19.99.
What?
And I got my 25% discount on that. So I got it for $15. So things I got with that discount. Yeah, so things I got with that discount. I would also buy cases of figures because they were marked down for two for $5. So I would buy like a 20 case of these figures or a 15 case of these figures. And I wouldn't even open the case because I would look at the number on the side of the box. And I would know what figures were in that box. So I would just have them ring me up for an unopened case. And I just had unopened cases of these figures. The Millennium Falcon came in. Again, $100 marked down to 20. So I got that for $15. The A-Wing was marked down from like 30 to like $10 or $12. So I got that cheap. What else did I get? I think I had the T-16 Skyhopper.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had a lot of the bigger, and I did have the legitimate TIE fighter as well. And yeah, so I had a whole bunch of those, and I got them super fucking cheap. And in the early 2000s, probably 2002, 2003, I was trying to get rid of all of these figures, so I just sold them all off. And the two things that I kept were the AT-AT and the Millennium Falcon, and I don't know what happened to them. I guess I must have sold them off at some point, or they got lost in a move or something, but I just remembered not having them anymore, and I don't know where they went.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. When that Power of the Force toy line came out, those two were my coveted vehicles. I wanted the AT-AT and the Falcon. But, like you just said, they were $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford that. And so you telling me this and how you got your hands on them for both for less than $50 total, I am angry. Just, man. Because, of that toy line, the only vehicles I had the TIE Fighter, I had the Snow Speeder, I had the Speeder Bike, which was really cool because it exploded.
Oh, yeah. I fucking...
And...
That Speeder Bike actually started annoying me.
Because you'd fucking play with it, it would just...
You just look at it funny and the fucking front end pops off.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a Fiero like that once.
This is true. And Tim had the Slave One, so I inherited that one. So technically, I had the Slave One also. That one did have a handle on the back.
Yeah, it did. My buddy Matt had the Slave One, and he had Dash Rendar's Outrider.
He had the Outrider?
Son yeah.
Nice.
That was a good vehicle. That was a good toy, too.
Outrider almost made my list. But I swapped it last minute with Ghost.
Do I remember that one?
I mean, it played a large part in the video game, and I read the book. Shadows of the Empire is a fantastic book.
Yeah, it is. It is really good. I like it a lot.
I don't know if that one's still considered canon or not, but it should.
Isn't.
Damn it.
That's the first Star Wars novel I read.
Oh, yeah, I know what the Outrider is.
I think that's the first... Either that one or Tales of the Bounty Hunter were the first ones I read.
It makes an appearance in A New Hope Special Edition.
The Outrider?
Yeah. takes off from Mos Eisley.
Oh yeah, it does. It also makes an appearance in The Rise of Skywalker, but I think that's more of an Easter egg. They just kind of threw every ship possible.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I like the Outrider. I like Dash. I like how I feel like the whole point of Shadows of the Empire, like, so there's this piece of the story where Han Solo's frozen in carbonite. We need another Han Solo. Dash Rendar.
I want to get a Nintendo 64 just to play that game.
Well, if I ever got off my lazy butt and hooked mine up to see if it even still worked, I'll hook you up.
Nice. Yeah, do that.
I don't have the game, but I got the 64.
Yeah, I mean, I'll send some cash your way for it.
I'll tell you this right now. I do have the game on my computer. Holds up surprisingly well for a Nintendo 64 game. A lot of Nintendo 64 games do not hold up at all.
My only complaint is that it's got this very short soundtrack that's on like a minute and 20 second loop, and it's just that replaying itself over and over again.
Yeah, but it's just snippets from like the Empire Strikes Back soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
and not the cool snippets. But like, yeah, you. In that game, you fight one of the IG-88s, you fight Boba Fett, you fight... I don't remember who else. There's a crazy gladiator droid you fight.
There's a bunch of Dianagas.
A lot of Dianagas. I hated that level. You know what?
Dianagas?
I hate all water levels in any game. Water levels suck. I'm not wrong. But, yeah. I feel like we all had solid lists here. This is, I could easily do this list multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. I have to remember which ones I picked, and so I didn't pick them again, but...
If only we would have some way of easily accessing that information. Like, I don't know, a podcast.
Well, we used to have our archivist.
Whatever happened to her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, whatever. Oh, God.
Right? Remember Rebecca?
That was pre-me.
That was still in the time of Matt and Tim.
Never mind, I know what happened. She got Matt... annoyed and left.
Instead of Matt and Tim. Yeah, this is... Wow.
Yeah. Remember that time that Matt vomited?
Easily a top 10 moment. Might gross. Be number one.
That was so gross.
It's the only time we've ever made someone laugh so hard they puked on the podcast into their wine glass, which is kind of gross.
Yeah. Yep.
My only hope is that we can make Robbie laugh so hard he shits himself.
New goal. 2020. New goal.
Let's do this. Hey, wait, before we end the episode, speaking of 2020.
Yeah?
Who the hell brought on the murder hornets?
Yeah, it's all you assholes saying you wanted Godzilla.
I wanted Godzilla.
It's just the fucking, whoever's at the controls just flipped it over to survival mode.
No,
you know on the original SimCity where you got bored with your fucking city and you sent Bowser through it?
Yeah. That's
what the fuck is going on right now?
Oh, hey, hold on. Speaking of the... Can I go off on a wild-ass tangent real quick?
Yeah. Might as well.
So, remember Mr. Wright in the original SimCity? The dude with the hair that helped you build your city?
Yeah.
So, I recently purchased the Link's Awakening remake for the Switch. For some weird-ass reason, Mr. Wright is in Link's Awakening.
Hmm.
Like, there's a Zelda game with a SimCity reference, and I don't like it, but I love it. Link's Awakening is a weird-ass game, man. It was, like, the first handheld Zelda game they made, and it was like, shit, we have all these Mario sprites. Let's put them in the game. Anyway, yeah, so we're getting Murder Hornets, which... All you people are scared and complaining, and they're smaller than tarantula hawks. Which, I don't know what the difference between a wasp and a hornet is. Because a tarantula hawk is a wasp.
I thought they were murder wasps.
No, they're murder hornets. Their sting is only a 2 on the Schmidt pain scale.
What was it? The video where some dude let the fucking Asian hornet sting him so you could see how bad it hurt?
Some dude has like a YouTube show and that's all he does is just get stung by things that have really bad either bites or stings.
Yeah. There's one of them. Maybe it's the tarantula hawk that says the best thing to do if you get stung is just lay down and scream.
That's the tarantula hawk. According to this guy, is as far as pain goes, it's tied for number one with the bullet ant.
Bullet ant? What the fuck's a bullet ant? Never mind. I'm not even.
Isn't that the really bright red ant with the black stripe around its thorax or something?
Have you guys seen the velvet ant?
What's a velvet ant? Hold on, I'm looking up. No, bullet ants are black.
Oh, never mind.
The velvet ant.
That makes it even worse.
Velvet ant is this little furry ant that stings its fucking enemies and lays its eggs inside the enemy so when its fucking eggs hatch, they have something to eat.
So a tarantula wasp, hawk.
Yeah, that's actually pretty common in the wasp family to do that.
I just want to point out how adorable the velvet ant is.
Until you find out that it's got a stinger.
Yeah, but it is adorable.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Freaked me out the first time I fucking saw one.
Wait, which one?
The velvet ant? Wait, where did you see one?
In Florida.
Oh, that's what I was. That's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about.
I'm sitting here staring at it, not realizing it's the exact description that Jordan just laid out. I'm an idiot. Oh shit! They were found worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
What? The North American Southwest? That's here.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of these. Wait, I don't.
You just
ever
said that they were found worldwide. Why wouldn't it be there?
But after it says worldwide, it specifically says the North American Southwest. I don't know. You're right. That didn't answer your question at all. Yeah, I've never heard of velvet ants. Now I'm terrified. They're here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we went to Star Wars from Star Wars to velvet ants, but
because I said murder hornet. Look. Oh yeah. I'm not scared of the murder hornet itself. The only concern I have with that is that its main food sources are already dwindling honeybee supply.
Yeah, we're fucked. Like I said, somebody fucking turned on survival mode.
It's not survival mode. That's not what survival mode is.
Yeah, well, we gotta try and survive.
Okay, that's fair. Like in SimCity 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to even say this because it might happen. So there's this power plant on SimCity 2000 called the microwave power plant.
Yes.
And what it is, it's a giant like satellite dish, and there's a satellite in space that beams its energy that it harnesses from the sun down into the satellite dish power plant.
Yeah.
And but the disaster it causes is when that beam misses the satellite dish, it just starts burning a line through your city.
Yeah, I remember that.
Again, those don't actually exist, but who knows this year? I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm predicting a catastrophic incident on a fictional power plant.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty soon we're going to have the fucking giant goddamn rad scorpions and...
I do have some good news.
What?
Yellowstone is not going to explode this year.
Yeah.
No, no!
I'm not taking it off my bingo card.
Experts have said that something that massive, they will know way beforehand. And right now, it's got nothing.
Kind of like a pandemic and a virus?
Shit!
Yep. And, you know, if we'd stop firing all the experts for everything. You know, there's some fucking geological scientist that's out of a job at NOAA, just pissed off. He's like, you know what? I see all this happening. Fuck it. I'm not telling a soul.
Suddenly, Yellowstone is back on my radar, and I hate you all for it. You know what would be a cool top 4?
Oh, God natural, damn it.
Natural disasters.
Shit that's going to go wrong for the rest of the year.
That, yes. Should we do that next week?
Hey, Kim Jong's back alive, apparently. No one's seen him. It's just state media saying he's still alive.
Well, who are we to say they're lying? Anyone else think his sister's kind of cute?
Apparently she's batshit crazy.
I mean, why wouldn't she be?
Let me just gesture broadly to everything she's been exposed to her entire life.
Yeah.
What, growing up in a freaking nice house in Switzerland?
So stay tuned next week for the top four more ways
that 2020 is gonna suck.
2020 will suck. You know what? Let's use our imaginations on that one. Let's just go hog wild.
All right.
And that way, when it ends up happening, we can refer back to this episode and say, we called it. So, yeah. You guys have a week.
Yeah. Start
the old noodle grind.
As opposed to the usual 15 minutes prior.
Hey, we had a real good list today for 15 minutes prior. We had a few days with the movie ones.
Yeah.
Now we got a whole week to end the world for good. That was poorly worded. And on that note,
where's Haley's comment?
This note.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.